This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. More than 300 mayors from Paris to Providence have signed on to a campaign against anti-Semitism that was launched by the mayor of Newton. Seti Warren is urging mayors in the U.S. and around the world to fight recent incidents of what the campaign calls this pernicious and ancient hatred. The initiative itself is called Mayors United Against Anti-Semitism. Warren asked a longtime Jewish leader in the state, Rob Likand, to join him. Likand directs the Boston chapter of the American Jewish Committee, or AJC. Mayor Warren says it's incumbent on local leaders to take a stand.
When I saw the rise in anti-Semitism, both in Europe and the United States, I knew that mayors could do something about it, and I immediately reached out to Rob at AJC to see if we could make a real statement about it and get mayors involved in pushing back against it in their own communities.
Okay, I want to know how they can push back. But first, Rob, why don't you tell us about that rise in anti-Semitism, where it's happening and for how long it's been happening?
In particular, what we saw in Europe was an alarming increase in anti-Semitic incidents in France, in Germany, in Hungary, even in Greece. Their neo-Nazi movement started. And then the whole problem turned to violence. There were Jews who were killed because they were Jews in France and Belgium and Denmark more recently, attacks against people, kidnappings. You have a situation now where in many places religious Jews who cover their heads with a kippah, a ritual head covering, will no longer walk on the streets that way for fear of opening themselves up to violent attacks. Here in the United States, the situation has improved dramatically, but anti-Semitism still accounts for 57% of the religious hate crimes in the United States each year. That reflects the fact that this is a staple of life here.
Seti Warren, are you seeing anti-Semitism in Newton?
Sure, yes. I've seen it. I've seen all different types of discrimination in not just Newton, but other cities.
And wait, can you give us an example of what you see?
Sure. I think that that when you hear comments made about different types of people, their background, their religion, like I have over the years, whether it was during my campaigns or whatnot, the good thing about Newton is that we are a values-based community. We come together, and we have done this recently and pushed back against all different types of discrimination.
Why did this issue speak to you?
Growing up, you know, in the 1970s and 80s and 90s, I wasn't immune to seeing different types of discrimination, and neither was my family. My wife is of European descent. I'm of African American and Puerto Rican descent. I think about our children in a community that's 30% Jewish. I think we can model this for this generation coming up. It's incredibly important. If we're going to solve the difficult problems, we've got to work together. We've got to come together.
Let me ask you about this, and this is for both of you. How do you expect to be heard right now against the backdrop of what we read about in the news every day, violence against Muslims and also what is considered an underreported violence against Christian communities, especially overseas? It's not a race to the bottom. It's not a competition. But how do you get your message out against that kind of backdrop?
I think what Seti's saying is exactly right. We live in a day and age where it's possible for people to come together and say, you know something, this isn't just about my particular community. It's not just about my particular constituency. It's about the nature of the community that we're going to live in, which is why many of us have spoken out very clearly about some of the outrageous anti-Muslim bigotry that's happened. And when you do this, you're creating a model. And it's a model that reaches beyond the Jewish community. It's a model that says these are the values and virtues we want to protect. But it starts locally.
Yeah, I was really proud. Just recently in Israel with the International Mayors Conference, the mayor of New York, mayors from all around the world, and Mayor de Blasio made a pitch for mayors to sign on. So I'm really thrilled at the progress we've made. I think the next step in this will be to ensure that mayors are taking actions in their cities like we are in Newton to push back against anti-Semitism, but also other forms of prejudice and racism, which we're going to get to work on.
What's your number one hope that can be achieved by this?
The number one hope is that mayors are able to break down barriers of communication between people in their own communities. One, two, we're able to really infuse American values in our young people, the next generation. And we have to make sure that every child has a chance to be successful. We can't get there if barriers such as anti-Semitism and racism and prejudice prevent us.
Seti Warren and Rob Likand. Seti Warren is the mayor of Newton, Rob Likand, director of the AJC, American Jewish Committee of Boston. The two have launched an initiative called Mayors United Against Anti-Semitism. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mayor Warren is holding a reception at City Hall in Newton December 20th to bring together local people of different faiths and ethnicities.